justify the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinai. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power and influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. You're here on the Hostile Zone yet another day. It is the infamous and dangerous and in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani, who?
Eric Sinani.
That's right, baby. Eric Sinani in your face here with the other than the wonderful vocal talent, Miss Bianca C.
Hello, everyone. Bianca C. That's me.
Wonderful. How are you today, Miss Bianca?
Happy
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad to everyone.
How are you? Doing good?
Good. Yeah. You got your
little Christmas thing on here?
I do. I have my little.
We're in regular. I got jeans on, people, but still nice shoes, though.
I figured, you know what? Me being Latina, I think I look good in red. That,
right? You look very nice. You look very nice. Where we
all added a little.
We got a little Christmas. You didn't plug it in, though.
Okay.
Oh, governor! Look at my hat. If you're watching the show, you'll see my cool little governor hat.
A little suit hat.
So we have, before we get into all the other stuff, we have our dove with us today on the show on this wonderful Christmas.
How's it going, everybody? Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, our dove. How are you? Is it cold out there? Snowing? What's going on?
No, it's a brown Christmas out in the Midwest this year.
Wow. Is that good? Are you happy about that? Is that making you sad?
Well, no, I love it because, you know, I got myself I only drive a Chevy Cruze, and those things don't do too well in the snow, so it's quite a blessing.
Very true. Now, are you filled up on cheese curds and everything or no?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I eat cheese all day, every day out here.
Right. It can't be too cheesy, right?
Nope, not at all.
I hear that. I know you were backstage remotely, but have you been talking? Is Dick there? Is Dick on?
No, we sadly don't have anybody today. You know, with it being Christmas Eve, this is when all the people themselves are going out to, you know, celebrate the holidays with their friends and family.
And we're the only ones doing something that make money, right? We're building a future for ourselves, our families, and people, right? That's all. And we are entertaining our public of fans, all the folks that are listening.
Yes.
That's good. Shout out to Angelo, a.k.a. Jersey Thumbs. He is off today, but I know they're running the show at the house. So shout out to you, Angelo. Have a Merry Christmas to your family. Wish you well. Kenny is probably eating donuts or bagels. I don't know. I don't deal with him too much. R-Dub handles him so much. Sorry that Dick isn't here today, but here we are. Okay, so it is our Christmas special. That's right. And we say Christmas here, but that doesn't mean we minimize anybody that celebrates another holiday. So to everybody else, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. What else do we got? I don't even know all of them. But you know what? There's a lot of other holidays that are going with this winter solstice. So Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Everybody does celebrate Christmas, but I celebrate Christmas. So I'm saying Merry Christmas, Bianca.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, our dove. Look at that. We got our wonderful little tree. Here, why don't we leave the tree right here? Can it stay there?
Well, I don't know if it's staying.
Well, we can put something underneath.
We can put it on the couch.
We got a little Christmas cheer here. There we go. Oh, look at that. All right. So anyway, so if you are listening to us out there on any of the radio stations that we are on, which are quite a few radio stations,
yes, quite.
You can also watch the show on video. The show is aired on multiple networks around the country, so I can't name all of the stations that is on what cable provider you have. However, we at the show provide you a direct feed of the show to watch video on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Patreon, Rumble. God, I don't even know. There's probably more. But you can watch the show that's airing on your FM dial right now or wherever you're getting the feed. and you can watch the show on one of these other platforms. However, I want to throw the caveat in there. They are not synced up second to second.
Right.
Oh, really?
They are not synced up second to second, so you're not going to be able to listen to it on your FM dial and watch it. There's a, you know, there's a delay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we put out our contact, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, or Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com.
Yes.
You got all of Facebook, Eric A. Sonati, The Hostile Zone, The Hostile Zone fan page, and all the other LinkedIn and YouTube, etc. But that's going to check us out. And Miss Bianca C. with the ocean. All right, SEA. All right, so we're here. Merry Christmas. You want to give us a little Christmas sound? Let's see what you got.
Oh, okay, let's see.
Yeah, this is a fun show today. No hard news, no nothing. Just Merry Christmas for everybody. make it nice and loud so they can hear what's in the background. All right. There. All right, we got some tunage coming up here for you. Miss Bianca is going to grace you with our lovely vocals.
Let's see.
Is it loud enough?
Everyone knows this one. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Where's my Santa hat?
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. Oh. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you, you, baby. Oh, I don't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I will make a list and send it to the 444 Saint Nick. Stay away to hear those magic reindeer sleigh. I just want you for my own, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. Are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children laughter fills the air, and everyone is singing. I hear those reindeer singing. Say, won't you bring me the one more day? Won't you please bring your baby to me? Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
We got to get sound control on this. RW, there, buddy.
I'm always here. Can't get rid of me.
How did that sound over there remotely?
It actually sounded pretty good up until the high parts at the end.
I know. I forgot we got to remember you can't hit the high notes.
I know, but but that's all I heard that was.
But Bianca still sounded wonderful.
And you know what I'm thinking for today's show, R-Dub? I'm going to add in, she'll add in the opening liner. It will be a Christmas song, I'm thinking, for today. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. I'll send that to you on a separate. We'll send that off to production on a separate note after the show on the way we sent it last time.
Cool.
You like my hat, buddy?
Yeah, I love it.
Very cool. With slides,
yeah, I'm just trying to be festive here, man. I'm just trying to be festive. All right. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, where's my, did I take the card? I promise I was going to shout out my hairstylist today. Damn, I can't believe I left a card down in the green room. Shout out Quick Cuts. I'm going to put out a link. We're going to be offering some discounts if you are in the area. I'll put out that information for cut styling and all kinds of beauty things. They do online orders for shipping for products, all your finest products for men and women for your hair and beauty. Right, R-Dub? You probably need some beauty supplies.
Yeah.
I always need beauty supplies.
Hey, you know, Santa delivered something for you to the green room yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, Santa's got something for you here. and I got to notice that Santa's on his way tomorrow with something else. I don't know. You must have been a good boy this year.
Well, I sure hope so. I've been
doing
a lot of good things.
You do. You're handling the business, bro. That's for sure. You have a funny Christmas story for us, because that's what we're going to do, funny Christmas stories. Funny Christmas. And don't forget, keep a time check on us, because it's a short show today. So we probably got like another 10 minutes maybe, right?
Somewhere around there.
All right. I would say 10 minutes. Yeah.
Stories. You know, I really can't think of any right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got some background music coming on here for us while we're talking. Let me know if it's too, if they're putting up too loud. So let me know how it sounds. Can you hear it? You can play the real one. All right. Can you hear it? Oh, it's too low now, I think. Do you hear anything, R-Dub?
No, not really. It's like cutting in and out a little bit.
Yeah. All right, maybe this. Hold on. Okay. Try this now. How's that?
Same thing. Can't really hear a whole lot.
No? Right. Put it up higher then. If it's not that good, if it's good. All right, let's see. So, hard up. Yeah, I mean, it's Santa time. How's that? Better sound now?
Still not hearing any music, but as long as you got it.
What's that, buddy?
I said we can't hear it on this end, but, you know, as long as you guys are jamming.
I'm jamming here, man. You have a funny Christmas story, Miss Bianca?
Oh, Christmas story. Well,
I mean, I was getting coal apparently every year if you listen to my mom.
My goodness. You know what? There's a couple. You know what? I have a lot of funny shoveling stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about that before. R-Dub and the snow, right? I hate snow.
The funny thing is, I hate it when I'm like shoveling in the front of the passageway. And all of a sudden, when you come up, when you're done after the night, the black ice.
Oh, yeah, that's a killer.
I was coming home from Christmas shopping, and all of a sudden I fall and slip.
Right. Actually, if you want to tell a funny Bianca story
in front of the lawn, it was so funny.
Bianca, I got a funny story. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but we're gonna sandbag you right now.
Oh,
Bianca.
My boy, what happened?
Bianca. So I recall a while back we were shooting a segment for another show that we're on. And you were complaining that they had the air conditioning on way too high, and you were coming out from one studio, and you were coming out of out of your trailer,
mm-hmm.
and you had the little blanket wrapped around you. And what'd you do when you stepped on the stair with that big blanket?
Oh my God, I fell down.
She stepped on the blanket coming out of her trailer doing makeup, and she had to have this big thing wrapped around her, and it got underneath her foot. When she stepped on the stair, there was no stair there. She only stepped on the blanket, and she went down all the stairs.
What's even funny was my black and blue
went all the way down her leg.
No, it looked like the United States.
It did. The black and blue on her. I held. It was literally it matched it was like a mat. So there she is in production, lifting up her skirt, showing everybody to walk on her leg, on the back of her leg that looked like the United States. We even held up a picture. I'm like, wow, that was great. Very patriotic of you. Very patriotic to get it to bleed and get a mark on your body to actually replicate the United States.
It looked like a tattoo almost at the shape of the United States.
I think so some funny. People are suggesting to make it a tattoo since you were already like had it done
I'm
on
like,
there.
You can trace it. I'm like, no, I'm not having this big black thing coming on me.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. That's a good story. You know, if you ask me, I grew up. Yeah, I was told every
a
year.
Funny story,
it was a ton of them, man. Besides that, I probably destroyed and broke every toy before the end of business on Christmas.
Oh boy!
I broke it or outplayed it, but I was told every year that Santa wasn't coming because I was a bad little boy. But Santa came anyway. But I guess the threat was good. Did your parents threaten you, R-Dub, that they weren't going to have Santa ever?
Yeah, they did quite often. I can't lie to the people out there. I was quite a piece of work as a kid.
Me too. You got right. Really? Well, listen, I heard your story on one of the shows where you talked about that you used the garage door for a ride. You hung on the garage door and swung around. Remember? And you fell on your face. Did your mom ever hear that story? And on when you did it on the air, and then she probably didn't even know you did it, and then she found out afterwards. Now,
no, she knew about it.
That's good.
Yeah, that night, my friend's parents, they felt super bad. So of course they had to call my mom and
Because that made it better for you, right? All right. Yeah.
Well, she didn't feel bad for me at all. She said, "Nice job," and laughed at the giant goose.
That's what my mom would have done. She might have poked the bruise to make it harder. Actually hurt more. R-Dub, do you have any shout outs on the air you want to do to family or friends for Christmas here? You have a moment here to say what you like?
Well, you know, I mean, I'd probably just give a shout out to all the friends and family out there that we have that continuously listen and watch the show. And I'm just truly appreciative. And, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everybody out there.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I can't wait to see what the future of the show brings for all of us and everybody out there.
Yeah, it's definitely a bright future. That's for sure. Where you know our numbers have actually gone up since I keep pretty often. I don't know, you're not supposed to look at the pot to make it cook faster, the water boil faster, whatever they say. So I try not to look online and see what they're saying, but I accidentally did it the other day when I was looking for something else, and our rankings came up, and we actually moved up in the rankings.
Oh yeah,
we went up in rankings, man. R-Dub, I saw it 2 days ago, yesterday, maybe the day before. So things are good. Things are good. We're going to be for the awards on the red carpet in the spring. I believe R-Dub might even be accompanying us on that trip. So Christmas, give us like a three liner of what you want to do. You're about to hit that song in the background. So we only have a few minutes on the show today. So let's do like half a quarter song. Okay. We can do a few samples. R-Dub, anything you want to hear from her?
Surprise me. I always love a good surprise.
Put the mic close to there if you want to get the sound. Actually, I'll just do that. R-Dub, watch this. We'll make it better now. I'm de-miking because I'm loud enough anyway, right? Can you hear the song, R-Dub?
It's still cutting in and out once again.
Ivy, slip a staple under a tree.
How that?
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, I could be for a little bit too light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Very nice.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Well,
next year I'll be just as good. You checked off my Christmas list. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing. I am.
What we got next?
Been an angel on you. Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
How'd that sound, R-Dub?
Fantastic, fantastic.
Santa,
were we able to bleed the music in for that one for you?
I mean, it worked better than the previous cries, so.
All right, good, good, good. What else you got, Miss Bianca? We are on time check here, R-Dub, because it's a short show today.
Yeah, short show. Probably going to want to start closing it out after one more song.
All right, then do one of your best ones, Miss Bianca. Come on, Ron, hurry up. She's
oh my
God. R-Dub. She's like lost without you here setting her tech up for her. You'd think she would have done that before she came on set and know what she was going to do, but me. You
sandbagged her with singing.
She knew she was singing. Come on, we talked about this like last month. All right. Come on, Miss Bianca. The crowd's waiting.
I know.
The wet crowd's waiting. R-Dub, yell at her.
Sing it a cappella.
Come on, do something. Please, thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide play. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Night.
Wonderful. Acapella, one more little something here. What is it? The Silent Night, Holy Night, or Away in a Manger, something like that? No, something nice like that. And then close it out with Feliz Navidad.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
There you go,
R-Dub,
chestnuts are roasting.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Only my nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
All right, next one. What are you going to do? What's the next one? Oh, no, buddy. Give her a shout out before we go. What's she doing?
Jingle bell.
No, they could do better than that. Oh, no. Silent Night. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Holy Night. Okay. Yeah. She's got to pull it up here on the green screen because she don't want to screw the words up. We don't want to sandbag her with the words. And we're not going to close out on National Anthem Day. She's going to close out on Feliz Navidad.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. We're just letting you know that. So just yell at me when she has to start that. Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. After this next song, start.
The stars are bright, they shine. It is. A new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. When Christ was born, oh, night divine.
Nice. Is that better, R-Dub?
Yes, that sounded pretty nice. Good.
Are we moving into my closing note, and then do Feliz Navidad, and then she'll close it out with our melody, and that's it. We have anything to say, R-Dub, on the Christmas note?
Just Merry Christmas, and everybody, please have a safe holiday.
That's right. And remember this. The Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinati and his team, Bianca C., R-Dub, Kenny, Dick and all the tech people back there, thumbs up to you guys. Wonderful job. We love you. We're moving in. We'll be back at the in the midweek after the holiday here, moving into the new year. Miss Bianca, hit the last note on this song. Don't go anywhere. The lovely angelical voice of Miss Bianca sing.
It's a fun one.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Hope you're dancing with a bug up.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Nice. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Join in, Ardo. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. There it is. Feliz Navidad. All right, people. All right, here it is. Thank you again. Another lovely show. Short show today because we don't want to monopolize all your family time at Christmas. The Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinatra is coming at you every night. Check us out. Miss Bianca, say again. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone.
Our dub. Sinatra, here's your
girl. Go and have a Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
And guess what? Sinatra, here's you. What does he do?
Use your voice, Sinatra heard you.
That's right, Sinatra heard you. Merry Christmas. I was kidding. I mean, that's my mouth. Relax. No. I used to do that at school. I used to go like this. Very. Sounds real, right? Okay.
You had me fooled.
That's so good, right? I used to do it. And then you're all see. Make teachers going off. Leave like something dripping. I'm going for it. This is good back clips. Don't tell that student.
Oh.
How good is that, right?
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Where's the match?
I'm making clips of this at the end. I hope you know that.
I don't care. It's good. How's that candy? You almost there yet? What are you doing? Do you need a knife or something to open that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is it that bad? Oh, good. Hey, Dick back there. Say hi to, say hi, Dick.
Going on.
I was kind of lame. Was he trying to have a deeper voice today?
I was trying something different.
So wait a minute. So you're thinking
I had to get again,
sit up on the couch for this one. So you're telling me that you got from a cart a chuck or whatever a taco and there was an actual foot of a chicken in there.
There was it.
Not attached to a chicken anymore.
No.
Assumingly, the rest of the chicken was crushed up in your sandwich.
Hopefully.
But did you eat it? No.
No, I did not.
You didn't return.
I saw it. You know,
did you do with it?
I threw it away.
You didn't give it to a homeless person? You're a terrible person, R-Dub. Whoa. In your face, you're a terrible person.
I'm
pointing it out to everybody out there. R-Dub's a terrible person. I would have given it to the homeless
person. I was in the north. Like, there's...
What's the north? What's the north? If you even go down... Wait. If you can name any states that I like, you're off the show. Where in the north?
The northern states, of course.
Are we getting into a Civil War conversation now? So is this a Union state or a rebel state? Confederate state?
It's one of them.
So
I'm not going to name the state.
Very far north.
It's extremely far north. No, that's where I was getting.
Oh, I extremely know where you are now.
That's what I was trying to say because we were in the topic of like, oh, why didn't I give it to a homeless person? It was in the north, and you know, in the north, you don't have these giant arrays of homeless people like you do in, say,
California or places where it's pretty warm year round.
Right.
But yeah, so there just wasn't a homeless person in my direct line of sight, and there was a trash can right next to me. So it was just like bloop, and I wasn't just about to hold it for the rest of the day.
Oh, man.
Really?
Does that make me a bad person? Chat, let me know.
Yeah, they're going to blow you up for it. They're going to blow you up for it. You know that. You're going to get destroyed for that. But it's okay. I will stand with you on this one. I would have thrown it out there. I might have saved the chicken foot, though, for later.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. Maybe it was just because I respected homeless people enough that I wouldn't even want to give them a chicken footed sandwich.
That's
taco.
A
chicken footed sandwich. Chicken footed. Not a chicken sandwich. A chicken footed sandwich.
Every day. Actually, drag Dick over to the mic here. Let's have Dick. What is it? Who does Dick love? Dick, who's your favorite singer?
I don't have a favorite singer, but I listen to a lot of Pentatonix.
Can you sing? Can you sing a line for something for us? Right up, bring him right up to the microphone. Bring him in. Bring him
I'm
in.
Not that good at singing.
I don't care. Bring him in. Security, grab him. Bring him in. He's like, come on. He's close to the
I'm
mic.
I'm too nervous. I can't do this.
Aww.
Richard, get back here. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, come on. Security to the front.
And then
for no reason. You just fell on your face.
Exactly. Yeah, so I like moral of the story.
I just, like that story.
Yeah, moral of the story, just don't ride at your garage door. It's
moral
not
of the story, just door. Do it. Just do it. Have a good time.
We don't have a Nike sponsorship.
Oh. Undo it. Undo it.
Well, a lot of people really enjoyed yesterday when we were talking about my fear of Angelo Gambetti.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
what were they thinking about? You know, and I think you and Angelo had a conversation this morning.
We did. Same as yesterday, you know, a couple
of... He was very unhappy you accused him of assaulting.
Well, it's funny because as he was accusing me, he was assaulting me at the same time.
Well, you know,
we want to go to Jersey.
Want to go to Jersey?
Yes, right. That's right. Don't you want to go to Jersey?
Yes.
You
hear that, Angelo? I said yes.
Why are you assuming Angelo's from Jersey?
It just sounds like a very Jersey name. I've visited Jamaica before, and I love Jamaica. Like, I could totally see myself living in a little straw hut. Just
a straw
on the
hut.
Beach.
A straw hut. Why straw? Why not banana leaves?
That just seems too expensive for me.